Fear family, early settlers of the town, who practiced the black arts and were cursed with a history of untold evil. The woods and the winding street that bears their name are places to be avoided by all. Shadyside High senior Rachel Martin has lived in Shadyside her whole life. She should know better than to venture off with Brendan Fear to an all-night party at his family's summer home on Fear Island. She should know there are risks when you get involved with a Fear. But sometimes, romance gets in the way of common sense. Besides, all those scary Fear family stories are ancient history, aren't they? Aren't they? Rachel looks forward to a dream weekend, but she is about to learn that Fear Street is where your darkest nightmares live. R.L. Stine. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Invitation. I saw Brendan Fear walk into the diner where I worked with some of his friends, but I had no idea how my life would change that night. As I wiped down a table, I followed him with my eyes as he led his three friends down the narrow aisle to the booth in the back corner. How could such a normal scene lead to so much horror and even murder? I knew the kids who were with Brendan. I'm not in the same crowd, but we're all seniors at Shadyside High. Ha, same crowd. That's kind of a laugh. Face facts. I have a few good friends, but I definitely don't have a crowd. My name is Rachel Martin, and I'm 17. I have this after-school waitress job at Lefty's, a hangout a few blocks from the high school. And yes, it's a teeny tiny bit awkward to wait on the kids I see in school all day. But I'm sure that's just me. No one ever makes a comment or a joke about it, but sometimes it makes me uncomfortable. I guess I'm not the most relaxed person on the planet. Mom says I'm strung tighter than a tennis racket. My sister, Beth, always insists that's not true. She says I'm just sensitive. I sure miss Beth. She went off to Oberlin in September. Beth got a scholarship for her flute playing. She's the smart one, and the talented one in the family. We have always been so close. She said she'd Skype me every night, but I haven't heard from her in weeks. The kitchen bell rang, the signal that someone's food was ready. I collected some dirty plates from a table and squeezed through the crush of kids at the counter to get to the kitchen. Lefty's is small and always hot and steamy, no matter what the weather is outside. When I get home after work, I have to shower for a long time to get the fried, grease smell of hamburgers and french fries off my skin and out of my hair. But this place is definitely the most popular hangout for Shadyside High kids, partly because it's so close to school, and because it's the home of the $2 double cheeseburger. I don't know who thought that up, but it was genius. I saw my friend Amy O'Brien walk in. She waved, but I didn't have time to go say hello to her. Ellen, the other waitress, called in sick, and I was covering the whole restaurant. I carried some cheeseburgers to a table near the front. Then I picked up four menus to take to Brendan Fear's table. He and his friends were all talking at once, leaning toward each other over the table, glancing around as if they didn't want to be overheard. Very intense. They all stopped talking as I stepped up to them. I saw Carrie Reacher, who is our all-state forward on the basketball team. He was wearing his maroon and white team jacket. He's so lanky, his legs stretched out of the booth. His white sneakers had to be at least size 12 or a 14. Patty Berger sat next to him. Patty is a sweet-looking, dark-haired girl, tiny like a little doll, with a whispery doll voice and dimples to die for. She's so adorable, you want to kill her. Except she's the nicest person on earth, friendly and warm. Patty and I grew up together because our moms are best friends. We're not really in the same crowd at school, but we're still happy to see each other whenever our families get together. Patty is about as tall as a fourth grader. Seriously, I mean, she's got to